Yesterday morning, early, I was going to go take my tractor, Brother Belshi. I started to send you a text say, I love my tractor. And I got up early, and I was going to go plow a food plot to plant some turkey seed, you know. I went to Lowe's. They didn't have what I needed. So I said, oh, there's Tractor Supply. Lord, I forget about Tractor Supply. I can get what I need, get the seed there, get the seeder, get all that, get the fertilizer. No, they don't have it either. I kind of scrounged around. I waited in line I don't know how long at two different places. And I'm looking, you know, and it's getting late. And I started out early. Now it's like 11:30. You know, by the time I got there, it's 12:30. I unloaded that tractor. It was too wet to plow, but I plowed anyway. I was in the mud, spinning in the mud, but I was going to accomplish my goal. So I got in. Jerry said, you finished? I said, yeah, I had a good day. I had a good day. All those little things didn't matter. The one thing that mattered was my dominant goal. My dominant goal was plow that field, boy. I always wanted to be a plow boy. And I like it. Just plowing and thinking, you know, and the tractors are roaring and people are texting, your phone's going off. You don't even know it. So you don't have to answer them and say, oh, I was plowing. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry, I was plowing. But you have this dominant goal. And if you accomplish it, everything don't have to go right today. But I got my one goal done, so it was a good day. This morning, when I got home yesterday evening, I was studying for this morning, and I'm going to teach it to you. And my dominant goal for today is this. And if I can deliver this to you, I'm going to have another good day. Hallelujah. And tomorrow, I already know what I need to do. And if I can accomplish that one thing, no matter what else goes on, I'm going to have another good day. So that you manage your lifestyle and your lifetime one day at a time. Give us this day, hallelujah, what I need to sustain me. You need to have daily goals every day you get up so that you know what you need to do, and then you can enjoy life. A lifetime starts today. We have to be careful that when you start your lifetime, it always starts tomorrow or today, and then you bring it into tomorrow. Be careful that you don't pull or drag all of the past into today. And be careful that you don't pull all the future back into your today, because you'll get overwhelmed. His grace is sufficient to the day. Tomorrow, he said, will take care of itself. People that endure life are miserable people because they keep bringing up the past, pulling back the future, and they pull it in to where it all crowds in on them on one day, and they can't enjoy their life. Life is really a feeling. What it is. Life is really a feeling. You ever heard of brain dead? They're alive, they don't feel anything. So that they don't say that's no quality life. So that when you read a lot of people's last wills, they'll say, I don't want life support. Because if I don't have any feeling, I don't want life. You think about someone that's paralyzed. If they're paralyzed from their neck down, yes, they're alive, but they have no feeling. Right? No feeling. And too many people paralyze their life. They paralyze their life so that they have no feeling about life and enjoying life. Most people would like to have a good day. In the remaining few minutes that I have, I want to lead you to a perfect day. I've heard old timers just say, well, how's your day? Well, I had a good day today. You know? The older you get, you know, physically, you kind of hope, well, I had more good days than bad days. But I want to tell you as Christians that we're going to read about going into a perfect day. a perfect life. There is a recipe for a perfect day. If you ever baked a cake, and I haven't, but if you've ever baked a cake, the first time you did it, it probably wasn't perfect. It may have been good, but if you keep doing it, you get to where you can do it perfect every time. So that if I can do it one day perfect, I can do another day perfect, and then another day perfect, and then your life becomes perfected. So let's read Proverbs 4 and 10. This was part of our text. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened. It won't get too narrow for you. And when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Sounds like a pretty good life. Take fast hold on instruction. Now here's how you come into this perfect day. A fool will make his own mistakes. A wise man will learn from somebody else's mistakes. So he said, hold fast of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. If people would ever learn to take instructions, I will tell you, men don't like instructions. And I am a man. Yesterday I bought that little cedar from Lowe's. I got out there, I said, it says you can put it together quickly, easily. I got it out there, it was in parts. You hear me? I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And so being the man that I am, I don't need instructions. Oh, no. I had to redo it about 3 times until I finally got out the... If I would have been wise, I would have done it the first time. Well, you men don't leave me out here hanging. Y'all knuckleheads like I am. Don't like instructions. And when you don't, you know, we always got extra parts or not enough. Yeah, I was taking some screws out. I'd put in another place because I needed them over here. And I finally got it, but I had a good day because I got to plow. I still had a good day. I didn't get to use the cedar, but I got the plow. That was my goal. So hold fast to this instructions for its life. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not the way of the evil man. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it. Pass away. You need to get as far away from people, places, and things. Because if you get around it, you are enticed. Every man sins when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. If you get far away from it, you can't reach me. You've got to know your limitations. For they sleep not. Speaking of evil, it sleeps not, except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fail or to fall. You know, sin never sleeps until you fall, then it sleeps, and you worry all night. It never gives up until you fall. Then when you fall, it doesn't have to worry. You will be the one staying up, worrying about all the rest of your life. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just, hallelujah, the path of the just, that's what we should be, is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. This is really why we teach and preach, is to open up your eyes. He said when that veil is taken away, then you can see. Life doesn't start out all that bright for a lot of people. I realize that. But it should be better and better, not worser and worser. Some people, the best years of their life was when they were under their daddy and mama's roof and they were paying for everything and you just did whatever you wanted to do. That was the best years of your life. That was the worst years of my life. Not that those were bad days. Not that they weren't good days. But it got better and better and better. And today is the best day of my life. Hallelujah. I want to tell you what a perfect day is. perfect day. You may think, well, I'll never be perfect. No, you will not. But you can have a perfect view of life. So that the light, when it shines brighter and brighter, it leadeth to a perfect day. So that the more I see, the more I understand. And so that now, even the things of my past, I see clearly now. Now you know why you had to go through what you went through, to bring you into a perfect day. Because now I look back at things that I didn't understand. They were cloudy, and it was dark days, and it was like hard days. But now that I'm walking more in the perfect day, I look back and say, that was good for me. Now I understand that. That was exactly what God wanted me to go through. And you even begin to thank God for your enemies. You thank God for your afflictions. That's a perfect day. When you can thank God for the things that went wrong. When you can thank God that He shut that door. Thank God I didn't marry him. Ooh. You see? That's coming into perfection. So that you can say, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ears to my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health unto all their flesh. They are life. Life. The word of God is life and light. Christ, the word of God, he was the word of God. It was made flesh and dwelt among us. And he was the light of the world. And then he put his light in us. And he said, now you are the light of the world. What do people see in you? If you call yourself a Christian and you are enduring life, who wants to be like you? Who wants to be like you? The world does that. I'm here to tell you, you can change the rest of your life in 24 hours. I mean that. 24 hours. Get you a dominant goal. That this is what I'm accomplishing tomorrow. Everything doesn't have to go right, you understand? But if I can do this one thing, then I feel like I've had a good day. And tomorrow, another good day. And before long, you're enjoying your life because you've had a creation and a completion. Amen. Clap your hands to the Lord. He's good. Hallelujah. Today is your life. God bless you. Take a quick break. We'll come back.